Our lesbian in? Hello. How are you? What's your name?
Tilly.
Tilly. Hi, Tilly. How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah? Good. Thanks for coming to the show. Very much appreciate it. I know comedy's not your thing. What do you do, Tilly?
Student.
No, I meant sexually. Are you wearing the strap on or? No. Good. I don't approve of them. You've made a decision. You go your own way. Can't be nicking our body parts. It's cultural appropriation.
Minimum wage.
What are my thoughts on the minimum wage? It's quite a serious question. I'm not used to dealing with serious. I think there's second order consequences. It sounds like a very good idea, a minimum wage, but it isn't necessarily, because what it does is it affects people from taking sort of part-time shitty work, and sometimes you need to. So it's there to protect people, but I think it's good for full-time employment, but part-time, I don't know. Like, I think it should be high if you're going to have one, but then you have to guarantee work for people, right? So, it's tough.
It is a Thursday night.
It's a fucking great question. No, it's a good question. I think, I don't know, what is it at the moment? It's like 12 quid an hour or something, 15 quid an hour? Yeah, they've got to, well, what they've got to do, right? The government has to take away the massive fucking hidden tax, which is inflation. Inflation is robbing you fucking blind, and they're doing it because they're quantitative easing, printing money, because they can't fucking manage anything. I'm not a huge fan of this Keir Starmer guy. Every time I see Keir Starmer, I think, well, somewhere in the Midlands, there's an Asda missing a manager. Right? And look, it's not... This isn't a political debate. I've got no problem with whatever your politics are. Good luck to you. But they're all a bunch of cunts. Some are bigger cunts than others. The Tories, God love them, are cunts, and they know they're cunts. But some of you will have voted Labour and then they took away the winter fuel allowance from pensioners. That's a cunt's cunt. That's an ocean-going, copper-bottomed, fucking sterling silver cunt. That's...
CEO shooting.
What, sorry?
He shot the CEO.
They shot the CEO. Yeah, he shouldn't have done that. I don't think that's controversial. The guy was running the company that ran the health insurance thing, and then the guy shot him. Yeah. There's a little... Fuck him. Whoa. No. Because we've got a little something here. You'll be interested in this. We've got a little thing going. You could be part of it. We've got a little thing called society. And I know you want to live in the fucking Thunderdome. It's such a fucking short money idea. Oh, that guy's greedy. We should shoot him. We shouldn't have private companies where people make a fortune. No, we shouldn't. Let's try the other system that isn't capitalism. I've got great news. They tried it. See Mao and Stalin for details. Strikes me as bizarre. We learned one lesson in 100 years, which is fascism is wrong, and no one learned the other lesson, which is communism is also fucking wrong. People are walking around the city in fucking I Love Chairman Mao t-shirts. Cunts.
Meh. What, sorry?
I don't know what he said there, but he said it loud. I like you. What are you saying?
You're a pedo on AI.
I'm a pedo on AI.
AI.
AI. My opinion. You've got quite a strong accent, sir, and it did sound a lot like you said, you're a pedo on AI. I thought, I don't even know what that means. All right, I'll say one more serious thing and then I'll get back to the joke. So, My opinion on AI is, if you listed me the attributes of God, right, you would say he's omnipotent and he's all-knowing and he's all-powerful and he lives in a cloud and he can make miracles happen, right? Those are the attributes of a deity, of a God. And I think we were not made in God's image, but I think we so wanted there to be a God that we built one in our image. That's what I think about AI.
Absolutely.
Dick jokes.
China.
What do I think about China? I'll give you a short, boring answer. Demographics are destiny. I think they fall off a cliff in 10 years. They're fucked. Think about it. No one's got a fucking cousin. You have a one-child policy for 50 years, no cunt's got a cousin. That's a population on decline. It's not like they just don't have the workers. They don't have the consumers. They're unbelievably fucked. They are. And then they can't... They think they're going to invade Taiwan. Fucking good luck. Bring it. You can't. Okay, they can't invade because if we blockade China, hundreds of millions die almost like within 6 months. Because although they're independent in terms of the amount of food they grow, they don't have any fertilizer. They need to get all the fertilizer in by ships. So they're fucked in no time. I've got quite an easy life, so I read a lot during the day. Would I do Celebrity Jungle? If they got their money right. I don't think I would. No, I don't think it's for me. I mean, that's not without thinking either. My mate Danny Baker went on there. And I went, I don't fancy it, Danny. And he went, well, it's the biggest show on fucking TV. Not good enough for you. And it's a very good point. It's not an ego thing. It's just I'd be no good at it. I'd be saying boring shit about China all day. And people out in the deck would be going, where's the dick jokes? Tell us about her flippity flappity fanny. Hi, Jimmy. I'm with my mum. She got me the tickets for my 16th birthday last Tuesday. Embarrass her for me. Nice one. Who got these tickets for their 16th birthday? Where are you? Hi. What's your name, my friend?
Alex.
Alex, what's your plan for life? What are you going to do, Alex?
Musical theatre.
What, sorry?
Musical theatre.
Musical theatre? That, Alex, is a lovely way to tell your dad. I'm thinking about studying musical theatre. It's all right, son, we know. What's your favourite musical? What do you like?
Hamilton.
Hamilton. Great first half. Second half, they just do the fucking admin. Have you seen The Book of Mormon?
Yeah.
It's fucking remarkable. That it's just so fucking funny, but also the tunes, come on. I quite like musical theatre. I just did that and said, I quite like musical theatre. Yeah. What about your mum? Where's your mum? Hi, mum.
Hiya.
Why are you not sitting together? What's going on here? Don't be ashamed of him because he's gay. Nothing the matter with that. What mum? What do you do, mum? You work for Vodafone?
Sorry.
Are you in customer service? Because you've got a very... It's a good sorry. Sorry. Although, really, do you work for customer service? I've always thought that's a bizarre thing, that, like, Vodafone have got customer service. Someone calls you up and they go, oh, there's a problem with my phone. And you go, no, it seems fine. It's that fucking easy, isn't it? Hi, Jimmy. Please say hi to Andy, who dislocated his shoulder picking up our son's bike. What a dickhead. Hang on, there's more. 3 weeks ago, I dislocated my shoulder, Jimmy. Please tell my wife a hand job won't kill her. Where are you, mate? Where are you? Hi. Madam, what's your name, madam? I don't know if you'll recall, earlier in the show, I gave you, gifted you, if you will, the secret to the perfect hand job. Give him a gob job. Good luck. I hope the shoulder feels better. If you fanny fart during sex with a new partner, do you own it or ignore it? Asking for a friend. Love, Matilda, age 50. Where's Matilda? Hi. Are you quite queefy? Okay. What are my thoughts? You're not a fridge, you're a human being. Fridge doesn't fart when you take the meat out. But you do. And that's fine. I wouldn't fucking worry about it, you'd be all right. Also, the guys you're fucking are probably a little bit older than you, aren't they? Probably can't fucking hear it. They just think, is there a draft in here? You might want to mention it, maybe a playful pull my finger. Can you have one of my waters? Okay, fat man, yeah, sure, why not? Yeah, great. Ah, swing and a miss. Okay, yeah. Anything that stops you eating, I think, is a good idea. Yeah. No, hey. There's fucking mirrors in his house, he knows. He goes to the gym, his favourite machine is vending. Have I been to what? Have I been to Manaxedia? I've no idea what you're saying, young man. It sounds like it might be fun. Hang on. What are you saying, player?
It's a place where you get Filipinese prostitutes.
It's a place where you get Filipinese. Not a term. Filipinese. It's a new type of racism where you don't even acknowledge the fucking term. You know, Filipinese. Have I been there? I've only just fucking arrived. We're going later. Have I ever used a dildo on myself? What? Well, you can go and fuck yourself. And then come back and report what it's like. Now, that would seem fucking crazy, sir. I don't know, if I had to describe my vagina, I'd say it's an outie. What's your name, sir?
Yanis.
Of course it's Yanis, sorry. Sorry. I don't know why I fucking laughed. So, Yanis, what do you do, Yanis?
I'm a developer.
You're in development. Yeah, but when you're finished, what will you do? He's working on himself for one of these days. Go on, Yanis, what are you going to do?
Software developer.
You're a software developer. With that physique. Yeah, this story checks out. Where did you get your posh accent from? You sound like you get my cock out. He's already here. I'm slightly overeducated, I would say. I went to a very good university, maybe there. This isn't really an accent, sir. This is just how things sound when they're pronounced properly. What's wrong?
Which university?
Cambridge.
What? What do you mean, boo? What, sorry?
Daddy's money!
Daddy's money!
That's money!
Cambridge University is what?
That's money.
Cambridge University with daddy's money.
With daddy's money? No. University was free in Great Britain when I went. And I'm an Irish immigrant to the UK. We didn't have any fucking money. But this... It's one of those things in life, though. I'm very aware of how I'm perceived and how I appear, but I also know who I am. It's, you know, it's reputation versus character. So, eh. I don't know. What do I think about what?
Our Prime Minister.
Your Prime Minister. Have you got a Prime Minister? Have you? No, I'm just... This is the first I'm hearing of it. So someone's in charge? Wait. If someone's in charge, how do you explain the fucking chaos out there? It's fucking...
He's a cunt.
He's a cunt. What do I think about what?
Greek people.
What do I think about Greek people? Well, you know, the Greeks are famous for their moustaches and the men. What, sorry? Hi, I knew your mum from St. Joseph's Church. She was great friends with my mum, Mary Flood, fellow Irish woman. Hugs, Susie. Where's Susie? Where are you, Susie?
Yeah.
What, hi.
Hi,
how are you?
Lisa.
Yeah.
Laura, my mum knew your mum very well.
Oh, hey, do we know each other, or?
Oh,
okay, well, that's very sweet. It's... What, sorry? Your son goes to school in Athens. What are you in, the fucking witness relocation program? What the fuck?
This is the best country in the world.
This is the best country in the world. Said a guy from... Yeah, yeah, this is definitely the best country in the world. If we roll back 4,000 years, this place... You... Talk about resting on your fucking laurels. Although I think about the Greece a lot, because I sort of think Greece was to Rome what Britain is to America. You know, we sort of did it first, and then we're watching them going, fucking hell. It's very nice to have you. Thank you so much for sending it. It's very nice that you remember my mum. That's great. I haven't seen you in a while. And thanks for coming to the funeral. I appreciate it. Nice. Hey, can you give a shout out to my boyfriend, Tasso? He's too shy to tell people, but he's really passionate about designing an elaborate escape plan for every public bathroom he enters, just in case. Where are you, Tasso? Where's Tasso? Is he in the bathroom? Oh, if he is, don't worry. He'll be back. He's got a fucking plan. He's like a very low-budget Liam Neeson. He's got a very particular set of skills where he can unlock cubicle doors. Why are you, Tasso, you fucking lunatic? Can you tell my stepdad to wear pants around the house? Jude. Where's Jude? Where are you, Jude? Hi, Jude. You all right, mate? How old are you, Jude?
23.
You're what, sorry? You're 23? Okay. Is your stepdad here?
Yeah.
He is? Jude, is he here?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Hello, sir. Now, Jude, I think this is a little bit disrespectful. right? He paid for the house. When you start paying for houses, fucking walk around wearing what you want, mate. Now, also, I don't like the fact you called him stepdad. I think that I find that term a little bit dismissive, and I don't like it. So if in future, Jude, respectfully, if you could refer to him as motherfucker. I think that's... The next time he's walking around naked, maybe you could say, motherfucker, please. Good luck, Jude.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny, because, you know, I do. I go to jimmycarr.com for dates and tickets, and then, you know, I guess, buy a ticket and come and see the tour. I laugh funny, so can you. Come and see me.